Yeah, I think he used up a couple lives during that fourth quarter and overtime.
Yeah, we did some things that put us in a bad situation, but that's what I really like about this team. You know, when we're pushed up against the wall, we don't give up. You know, second game of the season against Kansas City Christian, we're down 10 in the fourth quarter. And you know, in the crunch, they're pretty clutch. You know, we made some free throws that kept us in the game, and eventually was the deciding outcome of the game. And so that's something we haven't done lately. But when it needs to be done, when we're in a game, I can trust just about every girl out there to knock down a free throw or make a big play for us.
He had some different players step up scoring today. Mariah Campbell, she really looked like she was in a good groove with 8 points. And how about the day today for Bailey Lotta, 23 points.
She's so quick. Mariah played a great game overall. You know, she's more physical guard than Bailey is. She gets in there and gets some rebounds for us. Bailey, I told her before the game, you know, I feel like she's lost some confidence since early in the year. And I said, I want you to get 20 points tonight. And she did more than I asked. She got 23, I think. And, you know, she shot the ball, shot it with confidence, and did a lot of things well. Made some big free throws at the end when she was fouled intentionally, and gave us the 3-point lead that was the deciding outcome. And so, very proud of those girls.
Once again, Lady Beaver coach Shelby Crawford joining us here at halftime of the boys' game. Scott City rallying their eight, make that 9 lead changes and 7 ties in the game. And you guys turned the ball over late in that in the fourth quarter and forced overtime, though. But, you know, going back to Bailey, free throw shooting's been a struggle for your team this year, but she had a couple of pretty big clutch free throws there when you needed her the most.
Oh, her, Kiana, Mariah, they all did. And that's what I'm so proud of them. You know, if it's a close game, we're not out of it. Still, the same mistakes, like you said. You know, we had some turnovers late in the game that could have cost us a game, but the girls didn't give up, and they bounced back. Full court pressure. We have girls who just do not want the ball in full court pressure. And, you know, we're trying to clean that up as much as possible, and we're putting them in some bad situations as a team. But they need to be able to handle that pressure a little bit better. But free throws, I mean, that was a story for us.
And big down the stretch in the fourth quarter and overtime. I think out of your points there, your 9 points in overtime, you had a bulk of them, just 7 of them, I believe, were from the foul line.
Yeah, that's what it needs to be. If we're going to be the more physical team going to the basket and force the team to foul us, we got to be able to take advantage of it. You know, and you saw the game, and I appreciate you guys covering the Lady Beavers. But we had a chance to extend leads. We in the third quarter, I mean, we ran some inbounds plays almost to perfection, got layups, and just didn't make them. And that's something we have to clean up. When we get those opportunities, we have to seize them. And a lot of things. You know, we gave some easy shots when we're up 3 in the fourth quarter late, and gave an easy 3-pointer and a weak side post shot. And we have to clean that up as a team and just stay our assignments when it's a close game.
Fourth place game for you guys, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here in this community building, either against McCook or Colby. And of course, you faced Colby a few weeks ago. McCook faced them in the fourth place game a year ago, so it should be interesting. And, well, Coach, congratulations. Enjoy the win, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks, Adam.